Hello and welcome to Friday on the Think Big Show, where entrepreneurs and business owners come from around the world to think bigger, work smarter, and grow successful businesses faster through online strategies, leadership, and mindset. I'm Mia DeBolt, founder of the Think Big Network, and I'm joined here with the co-founder, mission accomplishment strategist, JT DeBolt. JT, welcome.
Great to be with you, my love. Here we are on a Friday.
Yay.
The first day of December, closing out another big week here in the Think Big Network. And to everybody out there, I want to say good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, whatever time it is for you, no matter where you might be tuning in from on the Big Blue Marble. Thank you for joining us here each and every single Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. Eastern. And as we do each and every Friday, I'd like to send you off into the weekend with something to kind of think about, chew on, contemplate, roll around in your head, something to work on over the extended period of time. And this weekend, as you're kind of looking back and looking forward, looking back on the week that was, looking forward on the week that is about to be, and really setting yourself up for a great December, I want you to ask yourself a question. If you wanted to rock your business, if you wanted to accomplish your missions, if you wanted to live what I like to call the high altitude life, what is it you would have to do right here, right now? What is it that you would need to do? What might you start doing right here, right now, that would allow you to set the example and make a difference? Because that's ultimately what it comes down to. If you want to achieve the greatest goals you have for your business and for your life, if you really want to make an impact in the world, it comes down to being able to set a great example, living an example, not doing the whole do as I say, not as I do, but actually showing up each and every single day and living your dream. But again, this isn't about results. This is actually about living your word. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I mean, I've often said this to our clients before, you know, in the past, is people will say, can you help me with my brand? I need help branding, for instance. Well, guess what? Your brand is your truth. It's who you are. It's not your colors on your website. It's not your slick tagline. It's not some cool logo. Your brand is your truth. And so the more you can live the example of who you are, the more you can actually make a difference. But it comes down to being true and authentic to yourself. Because the reality is people follow leaders, and we all follow people that we can trust. Does that make sense? So leadership is not a position. Leadership is not something you just call yourself. Leadership is a way of being. And we all have that ability to become amazing leaders if we choose to be. We can lead by force, or we can lead by example. And you and I both have experience of that in the U.S. military, yes?
Oh, yes. Extensive.
So, I mean, just thinking about it, you know, I've told this story before. It was the famous story of our September 11th flight. 1 year anniversary of September 11th. We're going to go fly a recon mission. And it was a mission that wasn't necessarily high. It was high profile. It was definitely like a feather in the cap type of mission for the crew. But that particular day, every single person on the crew, except for myself and the mission commander, the aircraft commander, were sick. I remember you were feeling terrible. All the other flight crew was just feeling awful. Some kind of a stomach bug going around. Do you remember that?
Oh, I do.
And we're flying out of a base in the Middle East. It's like 120 degrees on the ground. It was miserable. And everybody's, you know, just feeling, I mean, imagine having the worst stomach flu you've ever had, barely being able to keep any kind of food or fluids down, feeling nauseous, just laying still. And now all of a sudden, you're going to get bounced around in a tactical aircraft.
In the heat. Yeah.
And be required to do high-level thinking, processing, strategic thinking. That was the reality. And I remember we're strapping into the cockpit. Everybody's, you know, we already did our pre-flight checks, already did the crew brief, already did the mission brief, already did the tactical brief, the intel brief, the weather brief, did all that stuff. And I turned to the aircraft commander. I said, sir, you and I are the only two people on this plane that are fit to fly. And we have a backup crew that's ready to go. I kind of think we should probably give this one to those guys. And he looks at me straight in the eye and he says, noted, before start checklist. It was basically his way of saying, okay, great. That's awesome. But we're doing it my way. That is what we're calling, you know, that's an example of leadership by force. Now, setting a great example is a whole different thing. And we've seen awesome examples of that as well, right?
Yeah. Awesome examples.
So what it comes down to is before you can really set a great example, you have to set the tone. And we set the tone in our lives through our beliefs, through our thoughts, through our actions, through our words. We set it through the way we live our lives on a daily basis. We're not doing the things that we do when everybody's looking, right? I'm not talking about what you see on Facebook. That's not setting the tone. That is projecting a billboard. That's all Facebook is a scrolling billboard. People showing you what they want to show you, what they want you to see. I'm talking about your way of being all the time. The net balance of your ups and your downs, your good, your bad days. That's who we are. And really, you can tell a lot about a person when the chips are down. Mm-hmm. It's not just about when things are going well, right?
You can tell more about a person when they're down.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So isn't it interesting? When we lead by example, we create influence. And when we create influence, we change the game. And when we change the game, that's when we make a difference. But before we can actually make a difference, we have to make a decision. Now, if you're following along, the whole idea here we talked about, listen, lead by example. And the way you set an example is you set the tone. All right? You set the tone through your beliefs, your thoughts, your words, your actions. You set the tone by the way you show up. But then when we talk about leading by example and creating influence, we can change the game. And in order to change the game, we have to make a difference. To make a big difference in anybody's life, to show up and to actually have the ability to do that, to make an impact, we have to make the decision. And this is where this separates the champions from everybody else. Can you think of an example of somebody who, or not even somebody, think of an example of what it means to make a decision to show up and do what you know you have to do, even when you don't feel like doing it?
You. I mean, you're a great example of doing that.
I appreciate that. But it, you know, like, let's go a little bit deeper. Think of a time in your own business when there was a time, and I got one right on the tip of my tongue for you personally, when you were like, don't want to do this, not doing this, but you did it. And in so doing, it actually created momentum for you and for other people.
So, yeah, today's the 30th, or actually, today's the 1st of December, and it will mark 30 days of straight Facebook Lives. And doing that challenge for myself was, I was petrified. I mean, it took me probably a month to actually get all my stuff together to get on the camera for in the first place. And so if you scroll back 30 days ago, or actually 31 days ago, mm-hmm. You know, I drove myself down to the dock of the Mukilteo dock, and I set up everything up, and I just waited like almost 30 minutes before I even like pushed the go live button. And you can see like I'm actually, it's dark, you know, like the background is all dark. So anyway, it just, it has absolutely transformed my business, like stepping up as the leader in my business, and actually creating my voice, starting to create my brand. That actually has just transformed the way I look at myself, the way other people look at me, and it's done magnificent things just in 30 days of how many people have liked and how many leads I've gotten. The results are just minuscule in the grand scheme of things when I know that this is the trajectory that I'm taking.
But isn't it interesting? You're talking about tangible results, and those are important. We all want to know what they are. Mm-hmm. And you use the word minuscule relative to where it's all going.
Right.
This is important. And I'm so thrilled you said that. And I hope people are listening to this, because the most important thing to take away from that is you're setting the example. You're living by example. What do we talk about? We talk about playing the game full out, right? We talk about no surrender. We talk about playing the game to win, not playing the game to lose. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what you did. It would have been very easy for you to say, you know what, I'll get to this some other time, or I need to, you know, I need to practice my scripts, or I need to get my message down, or I need to get more clear on my brand, and start making up all kinds of BS excuses. Instead, you said, I'm going down. You picked a place that you felt was relatively you know,
safe.
I mean, you know, but I mean, like, you could have done it in the house, but
right.
The chances of getting interrupted or getting distracted were very high.
Yep.
Right.
True.
We had visitors from out of town that came throughout those 30 days, and you were very diligent. You showed up and you said, "Nope, I'm doing this," and never broke it once, not even on the holiday. And so what's interesting to me is this is what we're talking about. It's about setting the example. Now, does it make a difference in other people's lives? Perhaps. But is that necessarily the point? It might. And someday it certainly will, because as you become more prolific with your message and as you become, have a track record and start to have more people that are actually seeing the videos. And, you know, like I'm talking about months down the road and they start to see the body of work.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, what's going to happen is it's going to start to show that people have no excuse. It's going to start to take the BS layers off.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what ultimately makes a difference in somebody's life. So I think it's really cool that you did that. I think it's amazing. And I've seen your growth. I've seen a drastic improvement in not just the quality of the message, but the delivery, the confidence, the certainty. And that's all important stuff, because this is about giving your best self to the world. When you do this, when you set the example, you make a difference, you give your best self to the world. And that crushes mediocrity simply by showing up and giving your excellence. And that's the thing that we all have to kind of learn from this. So when I said this a moment ago, I said, listen, in order to make a difference, you have to first decide. It's a decision. You have to make the decision. I'm going to make a difference. Not, you know, it doesn't have to be some grandiose sort of ego-driven thing. Like, I'm going to make a difference in the world. You said, I'm going to make a difference in my business. I'm going to make a difference in how I operate. I'm going to change things. I'm going to start behaving as if, start acting like, doing the actions of a top earner or doing the actions of an influencer. You're already an influencer. You're already somebody who knows what they have value, but now it's a time to go out there and start doing it. And that's the difference. I think so many people sit back and they go, well, it would be really nice if I was making 6 or 7 or 8 figures. It would be really nice if I had the X, Y, and Z lifestyle that I see on social media or I see on TV. The difference is very few of those people you see were just handed it. Most of the people, at least people I run with, built it from the ground friggin' up.
Yeah, and they all started from insecurity, a place of insecurity, a place of uncertainty, a place of of doubt and of not knowing, you know, exactly where they're going to go. But they are willing to take that first step. They're willing to put themselves out there and to start. And it really is just about starting, about getting, making that decision and going.
And I think it's a great point. You talk about the insecurity, the doubt. You talk about, you know, the fears. The question really is, which one of those is more important to you? You know, if you're going to stay stuck, if you're going to just not do something, if you're going to say to yourself, I'm not the person to set the example, I don't want to make a difference, I'm not going to do anything. So you're basically saying in that moment that your need for the feeling of insecurity, that need of security, I guess, the decision to be more wrapped up in your fear or more wrapped up in your story is more important than actually creating a beautiful life for yourself and perhaps setting the example for others, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that a crazy thought?
It is, because actually it was something that I came to grips with, was that for the longest time I've been in the back of the scenes of our business. So mm-hmm. I've been marketing, I've been, you know, doing a lot of the admin, I've been doing a lot of the SEO, I've been doing a lot of things back and not having a voice. And by keeping all of that to myself, I was being, and allowing my fears of putting my voice out there and putting myself out there, I was being selfish. I was being, I was allowing my fears to overcome any kind of difference that I can make in somebody else's life.
Isn't that interesting? I so appreciate you saying that, because it's the truth. The truth of the matter is, when we hold back, when we choose not to put ourselves out there, when we choose to say, oh, who am I to set the example? How could I possibly make a difference? That's a very selfish place to be, because we're making it about ourselves. We're making it about our personal, like you were talking about, insecurities, fear, self-doubt, all these things. And so the question then becomes, okay, I'm finally going to do something about this. And in that moment, it's a powerful moment, because you've made a decision. When you draw a line in the sand, you're like, I'm going to do something different. I'm actually, listen, I'm going to drive down to the damn dock. I'm going to turn on the camera and I'm going to go live come what may. And regardless of the outcome, I'm stomping my foot in the ground. I'm going to pivot and go the direction of my dreams. And this is, by the way, I don't mean that in some woo-woo place, talking about the direction of my dreams. I'm talking about you got to know, you need a North Star. You have to have a Polaris, something that's pointing you toward where you want to go. And the beautiful part is it doesn't matter how big and grandiose that first step is. It doesn't matter how big and grandiose the next step is. Maybe this isn't your first step. You know, maybe you're on step 100 and you're still trying to figure it out. The point is keep moving, either get moving or keep moving. Decide to make that start and make your decision based on your core values, on your vision, your mission, your purpose, all the things we talk about. And that's how you've set the example. You don't have to have the massive results, my friends. You don't need permission from anybody. You know what? If you need permission, here it is. Omni Domini, I, JT DeBolt, do hereby give you permission to go out and be awesome. Just go out there. Don't be perfect. Just be awesome, as I've said so many times. That's it. But today's the day where you have to make the decision to either get going or get back going or stay going, whichever, wherever you might be, either you're starting or you're restarting or you're continuing. You're just keeping yourself on that path. Either way, I salute you. You have my permission. You have my approval. If that's what you really need, you don't. But if that's how you feel. But base your actions, base the direction you're on your values, your vision, your mission, your purpose. And when you do, that's when everything shifts. And so remember that. Before you can set the example, you got to set the tone. And you set the tone by living true to your beliefs, your thoughts, your words, your actions, like you'd show up and do it every single day. And before you can make a difference, you got to make that decision that this is what I'm going to do. This is where it begins, or this is where it continues. And this is where I make that shift. I pivot on my values, my vision, my mission, my purpose, and I get moving in that direction, and I will not stop. I will not be deterred. That's the place to come from. That's a place of strength. That's a place of power. And more importantly, that's the kind of example that people will be inspired to follow every single day.
Okay, this call is a wrap. Go and share your greatness with the world now, my friends, because now is all you have. Also, go and get our free 10-day bootcamp at thethinkbignetwork.com, where you can learn how to get more leads to your business through online marketing.
And go out there and have yourself an amazing weekend. Do the things you love to do. Spend time doing them with the people you love to spend time with. Think about how you can set the example and make a difference beginning right here, right now. And come back on Monday refreshed, recharged, and ready to kick ass. And we'll be here waiting for you. And remember, no matter what course you fly in life, fly high, fly fast, and fly far. We'll talk to you Monday.